Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Portland Diamond Project buzzing with excitement, I'm sure. Their investors are excited, I'm sure. The Oakland A's, with Major League Baseball's permission, have the blessing of Major League Baseball to explore relocation if their Howard Terminal Stadium plan disintegrates. It is, in a lot of cases, I see these things happening, and I go, hey, total leverage play. Just trying to get a deal done, willing to use some other cities. But I'm not so sure in the case of Oakland, given the Raiders' departure, given the Warriors' departure. I kind of look at John Fisher, the A's owner, and I kind of wonder if he's just had it in Oakland, and that he knows down deep that this ends with moving trucks. Las Vegas, Portland, Vancouver, BC, Montreal, Charlotte, Nashville. A lot of cities have come up. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred mentioned some of those cities as he talked about potential expansion. And now we're looking at relocation. Maury Brown writes baseball, covers baseball, member of the Baseball Writers Association of America. He joins us now. Maury, your reaction when you saw the A's news yesterday?
Well, I think it's probably the same as yours, John. I think it's a leveraging move. I mean, it clearly is. I mean, there's word coming out just as we were going on the air that Manfred was queued up to basically come out and allow this to happen at any point as early as 2017 if they thought that they were starting to, you know, drag their feet, if the city was dragging their feet on trying to close the deal on this thing. Well, it looks like we've reached that moment. And I always say that it's, you know, it's a leveraging move until it isn't. And that was the case with the Montreal Expos. A lot of people just didn't believe that they would ever leave the market. And then lo and behold, of course, they relocated to Washington, D.C. So it's, you know, it's once again, these kind of moments I think are good for any market that's looking for relocation or expansion of Major League Baseball. And that certainly plays into what Craig Cheek and the Portland Diamond Project are doing.
Maury, why do you think, you know, if Rob Manfred sort of had that, you know, he gave the A's that ace card to play, why now? Is there something that happened with the A's stadium project that sort of, you know, looks more dire now than it did before, or some development?
Well, there was a term sheet that was released, and what happened was is that there were some changes to that term sheet. And I think that those on the city council and others that are involved in this thought that they were kind of going behind their back. It was kind of described as a take it or leave it move. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I mean, those are the things that obviously for any city that's going to be involved in any kind of multi-billion dollar deal are of course concerned about. They don't want to see something like that. I mean, once again, we're talking about billions of dollars in play here, and the decisions that are made and what those agreements are will hang with the city for, you know, decades to come as those kind of things have to be paid off. So again, it's one of those things. So these are exceptionally difficult things to try and make happen. It requires so many players at the state, the local state, and certainly at the club level to try and make these deals happen that, you know, they're just really complex. And any kind of thing that sets things off kilter can set, you know, things into motion like we're seeing right now.
You know, we look at the cities that come up as possible relocation, geography a factor in my mind, but I'm not sure how baseball thinks. Maury, as baseball looks at the A's, or as the A's explore this, is the idea that Charlotte, Nashville, Montreal especially, way off in Quebec, are so far out of the West that, you know, would require maybe some realignment before baseball really was ready to realign? Is that a factor? Will geography be a factor if this does come to a move?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, John, I mean, I would look at it this way. If you take a team and put them in any location, it affects their television market, right? So for Portland, that would be the Mariners. You know, if the TV market went south, it would affect as far south as Salem and beyond. You start bumping into the A's and Giants television location. So if you're trying to get 75% of the owners to approve any move, you're dealing with just that. Well, if you have realignment, now everybody's going to have a case to make that they don't want that sort of thing to happen, that they're being pushed around into different divisions that they may not want to have happen. So I don't think that there's any way that any relocation of the A's would be not outside of the West Coast. And you just got to keep it there for league alignment balance.
Maury Brown, our guest, writes for Forbes, covers baseball, Baseball Writers Association of America. I look at Portland. Of course, I'd love to have a team here. You'd probably love to have a team here. I'm not sure if the political will exists. I don't know if the money and the investment, I don't know how post-pandemic, how that's lining up for the Diamond Project. That's certainly a question. What are questions in your mind, Maury, as you examine Portland's chance to be a real player here?
Yeah, those are the key items right there, John. I mean, I do wonder about their capital stack and how it's changed. I can't imagine that it hasn't in the pandemic. Now, look, there were a lot of businesses that actually did quite well. And I haven't seen, you know, all of the investors, and we're talking about the main investors. If they lose some, you know, smaller ones, I think that would be expected at this point. But there's certainly that. I mean, the TV deal, I think, is something that you would want to look into that I think is important. And then an interim ballpark, you know, I think that the only way that you could do it in Portland is to negotiate some kind of deal with the Hillsboro Hops. I don't know if that is something that could be brokered. Those are the kind of things that kind of spell, not necessarily trouble, but there are additional challenges that the longer this goes, the more difficult it is. Remember, Craig Cheek said initially that their effort was really no more than 5 years, and that was the whole shelf life on this thing. Well, it just doesn't work like that. I mean, these things can take an awful long time to come to fruition, and trying to hold the center is just exceptionally difficult. I have to give it to Craig, Mike Barrett, you know, the team that they have assembled. If they're still around and still very active in this thing, well, it means that they have something substantial to offer, not just the city, but potentially Major League Baseball.
Maury Brown with us, Forbes magazine. You can read him there. Follow him on Twitter as well. Las Vegas is sexier than Portland. Las Vegas has got a lot of political will. They'll build an NFL stadium, you know, snap some fingers and get it done. They just, though, invested in the suburbs there in Summerlin in a AAA ballpark. Maury, is that something that people in Portland can go, okay, they just poured a bunch of money into AAA, or does it work as a detriment given that, you know, the A's seemingly would have somewhere to play?
Yeah, it works both ways on this one. And, you know, it's nice that they have a brand new facility. It's a beautiful ballpark that was just built. But look, there was a deal when the minor leagues came underneath MLB's umbrella and were basically pulled into the commissioner's office. They wrote a deal in that said that if any major league team moved into a market where there was AAA and the Aviators in Las Vegas are a AAA team, they have to be financially identified. And so that's a thing to put into the equation, right? It would act as a nice interim ballpark. There would be that money that's there. But my question about it, John, is like, how hard can you tax, you know, hotels and rental cars and everything that go along with this? They've basically already done that for the Raiders. There was some of that for the Golden Knights. And the big problem, I think, in Las Vegas is it's a really small market for media rights. They would have to keep the current television territories that they currently have, which would get them, the A's would stay basically as the Bay Area as their core. But I do wonder about sponsors, the total number of people. I mean, it's different. Baseball is entirely different than the NFL or the NHL. You have 81 games and you're trying to plug people in there every single day. And I just wonder whether the market is kind of oversaturated and tapped out at this point.
Maury Brown is with us, Forbes magazine. Maury, you know, aside from the politics of Portland, how do you think sort of the appearance or brand of the city in the last year factors into whether or not the A's would seriously look at Portland?
Well, it's a serious problem. I mean, you mentioned it in your column, John. I mean, there was a plan for Rob Manfred to come out here, and they basically called it off. I just think that there's been such a huge PR hit to the city about that. And look, you can look at other factors in this. I mean, there's just development has dropped off. It's a problem. It's a PR problem. Is it going to last forever? Geez, I certainly hope not. And I would think that, of course, leadership, developers, everybody else is riding on this idea that even if you snapped your fingers today, you're not looking at an MLB ballpark being built overnight. It would take a couple of years for that sort of thing to happen. You know, you hope it's cyclical and that maybe this situation eventually goes up and dries up and goes away. But right now, it's just not one of those things that you want to have on your resume. I mean, like the NCAA did, and when there was a pitch done with that, you have to confront it head on. And I think that Cheek understands, and the Portland Diamond Project understands, that it's not something that you want to have to talk about. And that maybe, possibly, you know, passing over the A's right now, unless it's something so sweet that you can't deny it, might be better off. You know, get us in a better position. So, but, there's nothing to say that the political will doesn't change when Ted Wheeler's out of office. I mean, he's not going to be there forever. So it's all the dynamics of that. Everything has to align, and it's just a very, very difficult thing to have happen, especially when these things take time. Political landscapes change. You know, the fortunes of people change. You're trying to keep that together for a long period of time.
The Seattle Mariners, I think, would be maybe one of the teams, the franchises, that would not approve of a team to Portland, probably rooted to territorial rights and broadcast. Should that be a factor in this, or is it just one vote and you'd assume that you could get the majority of the other owners on board with this?
Yeah, it's one vote. I mean, the potential is to have, you know, three votes. If it's the A's go, yeah, great, let's go to Portland. The Giants might, you know, sneak up there and say something. Because remember, if you're going to carve out a TV territory, you're going to want to be able to go Salem and parts out. You want all of Oregon. I mean, outside of Portland proper, to try and really cobble together an audience that's large, you've got to carve out a large space. I mean, the Mariners control Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington. You know, it's a huge broadcast territory that they control. But any market that you go into is going to get that. There are six clubs that claim Las Vegas. And all the California clubs, including the Diamondbacks. So, I mean, it's a problem that you have to try and overcome. Manfred told me directly that what happened when the Expos moved to Washington, D.C. should never happen again. And what happened with that was to indemnify the Orioles, who felt like they were going to be stepped on. They created a regional sports network in Masson. Manfred believes they should just do a straight up and down vote. You know, let it, you know, make their pitch, go ahead and do it. So there's always going to be somebody that's going to be upset about this thing. They're never going to get a universal, you know, everybody 30, you know, members saying, go ahead, let's go ahead and do relocation or expansion. So those are the political pitfalls that come with every single market that potentially could be moved into. So I believe with Seattle, there's a case to be made that it's actually a very lucrative market for them now. They have stated it when Kevin Mather said all the things that he said before he was fired. He made it pretty clear that they're pretty robust in terms of their revenues. And so Manfred may go, look, guys, you got to ignore what the Mariners are doing here. They're not going to lose that much, you know, and the same may be said for other markets. Once again, you're looking at the Mariners, possibly the Giants, saying, no, we don't want to see this happen if a team were to move to Portland.
I kind of feel like maybe best case scenario for Portland is that the Oakland process part of this drags out a little bit, and it allows Portland to kind of get a grip on the brand and the image of downtown, where you're not embarrassed to bring the commissioner and the ownership group for the A's into town and go, look, this is our vision. The Terminal 2 site, in your opinion, Maury, is that the right place for a ballpark, or do they need to be hunting somewhere else?
No, I think it's the right place. I mean, it has everything that I think that you would want. I mean, it's certainly the visuals would be amazing. And it allows the city to look at a whole new district to develop. So, you have to think about that. that's also, you know, it's Achilles' heel. It requires this rezoning and the technicalities of it. But look, let's be honest. You know, if you look at the Lloyd Center location, which seems to be another spot that you would get in the urban core, it's not perfect either. You're going to get, you know, you're not in my backyard people. They're NIMBYs that are going to say, I don't want to see this. It has some egress, you know, and coming off, you know, 84, but you still have a lot of people snaking through the Broadway district. It's not perfect. It doesn't have great views. But, I mean, you have to have more than one site. And I know that they even have other sites outside of that that they just don't want to disclose. None of them, I think, are going to be as nice as the T2 location. It really is there. But that comes, once again, with a bunch of heartburn. And if they could have overcome those problems, John, they would have done it within their, you know, they had an exclusive window to do that. Well, that expired. And now, you know, the port is talking about doing something else with it. So, again, I think that they took that into account. It just didn't seem to happen. COVID was the reason that the Diamond Group said that they weren't able to go ahead and eke a deal out, but I wonder about that. I mean, we're long past that moment, and there still hasn't been, you know, a sale on the property and a ballpark location.
Eugene, Corvallis, Klamath Falls, the Oregon coast. Can Portland, with an MLB team, be a regional draw? Can you get fans to come from those places on the weekends and stay in a hotel and watch a couple of baseball games?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the draw. That's why the roof was so important in the design. And it was something that I think that initially, you know, the first effort that Portland had in the early 2000s was talking about open air, because for those that, of course, live here, we know that the summers are remarkable. Well, it's not that. I mean, the Mariners have the roof open 80% of the time at T-Mobile Park. What you want that roof for is to have a guarantee that no matter where somebody travels from, there will always be a game, and allows for walk-up. And given the fact that Portland is a small market, you've got to tap into Salem. You've got to tap into, as points north like Longview. You've got to go south, as all the places that you can tap into and make it a destination. So, yeah, I mean, it's important. Those places all have to come into play because, once again, one of the chief concerns for Rob Manfred is they don't want another revenue taker in the revenue sharing system. And small markets, which are largely what is left, are the problem for the other 30 owners right now. They don't want to dilute the amount of money that is going to a revenue taker out of the revenue sharing system. So that would be a problem for Portland. I mean, you just got to straight up admit that it's a small market. So, yeah, all those locations matter. It's another reason, again, why the roof is mandatory.
Maury Brown, Forbes magazine. Maury, I appreciate you. Thank you for making time. We'll get you back on as this story develops. It's not going away.
John, thanks so much, man. You take care of yourself. Thanks again.
All right. There he is, Maury Brown from Forbes. Tweet at me, at John Canzano BFT, especially if you're from one of those non-downtown Portland. You don't live in downtown Portland. Are you good to come out for a weekend and see some baseball games? Can this be a regional draw? Will people come from all over the state? You tell me. Tweet it at me, at John Canzano BFT. I'll read your tweets coming up. We got a great show still ahead. We've entered birthday season in our household. Our two youngest daughters have birthdays within like 3 weeks of each other. It's got me thinking about birthday gifts that I got as a kid. We spoil these kids. I know you do too. You spoil your kids. I spoil my kids. I think back to the presents I got as a kid. Like 1 year I got an Easton baseball bat. Big barrel. That's what I got, because it was expensive. My parents, you know, they were like, here's your present, one thing. And I took that bat out into the backyard. I hit off the tee. I carried that bat everywhere. I took it to Little League practice. Hell, I probably had that bat laying next to me in bed at night, like next to the football. You know, that's my room, by the way. On the walls, I had Sports Illustrated covers that I would take off the Sports Illustrated when it arrived in the mail, and I would staple it to the wall. So my room was wallpapered in Sports Illustrated. And yeah, I was kind of into sports in a nutty way. It's weird how I ended up on this show. Good stuff from Maury Brown of Forbes magazine. Largely positive. Like, you know, I feel encouraged by sort of what is going on in the Diamond Project and the investors that are part of the Diamond Project, and feel like they have their act together more so than maybe some of the other cities. But I am worried a little bit about Portland politics. I got to be honest. Seen enough to know that this could potentially be a problem. It brings us to our big splash. It's the one thing that you need to know today.
This is
the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it.
Where?
Down there.
But be
the big splash. Brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
Well, the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to host the Dallas Cowboys September 9th. That's a Thursday, Raymond James Stadium. That'll be the kickoff for the NFL season. NFL releasing their schedule. Tom Brady, Dak Prescott.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.